Good morning, Heat fans. Just for some context, I'm recording this about 10 minutes after Shams Charania tweeted this. The expectation is Miami's Jimmy Butler will be out multiple weeks. Butler remarkably played the final three quarters versus the 76ers last night with what is now feared to be an MCL injury. So you can see the play right here. It was a fast break. Jimmy Butler did a pump fake. Kelly Oubre jumped on him, and Jimmy is the one that got hurt. This is very frustrating, very disappointing. If you watch the replay in slow motion, there's another angle. It looks like Jimmy kind of stepped awkwardly when he went to pump fake. And then that's why when he got landed on by Oubre, then he kind of bent a little bit. And I guess that pressure is what kind of caused that MCL to sprain there. Like I said, I'm recording this pretty quick after Shams put that tweet out. So it's possible we get some miracle rebuttal of that report or something, but it doesn't seem likely at this point. And whether we get the official MRI reports that confirm something else or another, it does seem like Jimmy Butler's going to miss significant time. So that's kind of where we're at here. I do want to point out this doctor named Jesse Morse on Twitter. I know I always joke that I'm a doctor, but this guy appears to be a legitimate doctor. He put out a pretty long tweet in response to Shams, or actually yesterday, once Jimmy got injured. And he said that it could be three possible things going on with Jimmy. It could either be an MCL sprain, a medical meniscus injury, or both. And kind of what you're hoping for there is there's three grades of sprains. He says a grade one is a mild sprain and would likely keep him out 10 to 14 days. That's obviously the best case scenario. That would bring him back potentially somewhere in the first round. Maybe grade two is a moderate sprain, but meniscus is involved and they usually take closer to 4 to 6 weeks. And then grade three is a severe sprain and usually the player has trouble walking and surgery is mandatory. So that's kind of really the only news that we're left waiting for. Even the best case scenario here is not great. So that's kind of what I want to come here to talk about. But yeah, it's a sad night, man. You know, I had said in my post game last night that I wasn't mad. I was disappointed. The playoffs are tough. I get it. But usually when you have bad losses in the playoffs, you could say, okay, find the guts. You still got next game. Let's go out there and fight. But what happened last night is you had your chance to redeem yourself, robbed of you. You had your chance to have the another magical run like you had last year, robbed of you. You had your chance to see if we would get playoff Jimmy back, stolen away from us. And that's the most frustrating part. Because all year I sat on this channel and I watched Jimmy coast. And I said, I'm okay with it as long as we get playoff Jimmy. And as a Heat fan, oh, I was so excited. I was counting down the days just to get all the way here, all these months later. And boom, it's gone just like that. Now, I'm not blaming Jimmy Butler. I'm not blaming anybody. I know I've heard some talk about people blaming like the Heat medical staff and training staff because they think they work these guys too hard. We always hear about this Heat culture, but then all these guys are always getting hurt. I don't know if that's a fault of the Heat training staff. I can't speculate on that, so I'm not going that route. I do want to say, though, the Jimmy Butler tenure might be remembered as one of the unluckiest. It really might. You go back to the bubble. Goran and Bam were hurt. What if those guys could have played? Could they have beat the Lakers? I think so. 2 years ago, you had Tyler Hero hurt. You had PJ Tucker was hurt in that third round versus Celtics. You go into last year, Tyler Hero breaks his hand in the first game. Jimmy Butler rolls his ankle in the second round. And now you go into this year, in the play-in tournament, Jimmy Butler, MCL sprain likely done for the playoffs as long as that lasts, right? Because he could only be out 2 weeks, but if you play the Boston Celtics, that series is not going 2 weeks, obviously. I guess on the positive side, maybe this gives Tyler Hero even more of a chance to redeem himself. I kind of would have liked to see him get to do it in the later stages of the playoffs and see what he can really do with this team because, yeah, I was pretty rough on him last night. Not I wasn't too hard on him, but it was very disappointing last night, you know. I was not shy in saying how terrible he was, right? But I was willing to give him another chance. I still am, you know. They got a game versus the Chicago Bulls coming up. We'll see what Tyler Herro does, but it's just like you won't be able to see him do it for a long time because there's no way this Heat team can go on a sustained playoff run without Jimmy Butler. There's not. Especially when you're going to be playing the Boston Celtics now. If you're playing the New York Knicks, maybe, maybe not, but this Celtics team is just a different beast. And maybe I'll find my guts in the next couple of days. I'm going to keep refreshing Twitter here all day. Maybe we get some good news, but until then, it's not looking good. But what could have been? What could have been if the Heat would have beat the Wizards at home, beat the Grizzlies at home, didn't blow a 20-point lead to the Knicks earlier in the year? They would have avoided the play, and none of this would have happened. You had Jimmy Butler with a quote a week ago. He said, "We never made it easy. Why make it easy now?" This is why you make it easy, Jimmy Butler, so you don't have to go through this. So there's really no one to blame but the Heat themselves. I honestly believe that. And I don't want to get on Jimmy for that quote too much because it was after a game, and he was more so just saying, "It sucks. It is what it is. Let's play ball." And that aspect, I get. He's not going to sit there and cry that they're in the plane. He's going to say, "Okay, we're going to come here and we're going to do our thing." And to start the game yesterday, it really looked like Jimmy was doing his thing. Obviously, he wasn't shooting efficiently, but defensively, that man was a god. Picking passing lanes all over the place, making life absolutely hell for the 76ers. And then he got hurt. And even more unfortunate, he got hurt on the fast break. Their fast breaks were so terrible yesterday. You guys saw it. 4-on-1 fast breaks. They can't even get a clean look off. And then this one where Jimmy got hurt, caught an open outlook pass from Kevin Love. Could have went straight up with a dunk, but pump fakes. I don't want to blame Jimmy Butler, obviously, again, and that's not what I'm doing, but why didn't he go straight up? I don't understand. I watched the replay 100 times. Jimmy Butler should have went straight up with the dunk. It's just they make the fast breaks so much more complicated than they need to be. As my alarm goes off for some reason. Yeah, I got a ton of notifications. Y'all cursed or something. Heat or done, heat or cooked. This is all my phone's going to be for the next couple days until the Heat lose to the Chicago Bulls. I don't know. We'll get into it. But yeah, what would have been different if Jimmy could have went straight? It's weird because usually when a guy pump fakes and you get a guy up as high as Oubre, usually it's the guy in the air that gets hurt, right? They land on the guy, do a flip, sprain an ankle, land on a tailbone, something. Because I remember I saw Jimmy pump fake. I saw Oubre get up in the air and I said, "Oh no, like I hope Oubre's going to be okay." Then you go to the ground and you see Jimmy Butler writhing in pain, grabbing at his knee. It was very sad that camera pans to Pat Riley and Alonzo in the crowd, and they're visibly shook, like visibly concerned. It's sad, man. It sucks. And it couldn't have happened to a worse guy. I mean, you see Jimmy Butler work his damn ass off, been getting hate all year. He's doing all these commercials. People are hating on him. Not me. Let the man make a living. Let the man have fun. I don't care how many commercials he's in, how many horses he rides, how many cowboy boots he wears. I know that man is dedicated to winning a championship. And this was his chance to prove it. And he was doing it. It was just taken out from under him. It's sad, man. It sucks. Jimmy Butler probably should have sat the rest of the game after it happened yesterday. He played the rest of the first half. He was moving well. And then even Spoelstra confirmed it tightened up in the second half. We all saw it. I know that the doctor that I was talking about earlier said Jimmy could have possibly made it worse by continuing to play, meaning that it could lead to an MCL break or ACL break, which is obviously worst case scenario in which he would need surgery. But even just from a basketball standpoint, Jimmy was being used as a decoy the whole fourth quarter. You can't win like that. You're playing 5-on-4. They did the same thing last year in that game versus the Knicks. When Josh Hart rolled into his ankle, Jimmy stayed into the game and was immobile. Sat in the corner the whole fourth quarter. I think they could have won if they put someone else in. I know Caleb didn't have a great game yesterday. They could have went to him. I think he would have been better than what Jimmy was giving you. But then again, if Jimmy was going to miss the rest of the playoffs, it doesn't really matter whether they won yesterday's game or not. So yeah, it's going to hurt missing Jimmy. Like I said, going into the next game, I'll be looking forward to see if Bam can step up. I'll be looking forward to see what Tyler Herro does. Jaime Jaquez was phenomenal in that game yesterday. For the rookie to show the balls that he did, to not be shook for 1 second, to continue to be aggressive down the stretch, play the entire fourth quarter, I love to see that from Jaime Jaquez. And without Jimmy Butler tomorrow, he'll likely get the starts. And I'm excited to see what he's going to do too. So that's another positive. There's a big topic of conversation on Heat Twitter that just started. I'm sure will continue on whether the Heat should win. If they lose, they get a lottery pack, a pick. If they win, they get the right to get their ass kicked by the Boston Celtics. I suppose it might make sense to lose, but truthfully, I will always choose to win. I will never root against my team, because with these draft picks anyways, how many times have the Heat drafted a guy outside the lottery and they're great? The last two guys, Hamid Hakez, Nikola Jokic, this is what the Heat do. I also don't like messing with the basketball gods and, you know, playing with fates like the Bucks. You know, they tanked their last game, so they didn't have to play the Heat or Philly. Well, now they're going to get their ass kicked by the 76ers. I don't believe messing with the basketball gods is all. But yeah, I hope the Heat win. Alex Caruso is out for the Bulls too with his foot, so I hope everything ends up being okay with him. But if the Heat lose that game, it'll be an interesting offseason for sure, because there's no doubt that the roster will look significantly different next season. I really think yesterday's loss, or even that injury to Jimmy, that pump fake that he did, that you could say that was a franchise-altering pump fake. You really could, because the path was there for an NBA Finals run. You play the Knicks, we know the Heat could have beat them. You would have played the winner of Orlando Cavs, we know the Heat could have beat them. You were in the Eastern Conference Finals versus Celtics, unless they were knocked out by Philly in the first round. Who knows? You know, it franchise-altering loss. I really believe that. And it's just unfortunate, the injuries this Heat team always has. You know, I could take losing, but when you get the chance robbed from you, that's the part, guys, that really, really hurts me, especially when it's to a guy like Jimmy Butler. But, yeah, I'll be watching the Heat game tomorrow versus the Bulls. I will have a post-game video reaction out, and I will be happy if they win. I really will be, because not because I think they'll have a chance to do anything versus the Celtics, but one, you never know. Two, guys get experience. And three, what does it matter if they pick at 14 or 19? Don't matter to me. Anyways, that's all I got to say for this video, Heat fans. Hopefully we get some more news soon. I'll continue to update y'all as we hear the news. Make sure to comment your thoughts on whether you want to win the game versus Chicago Bulls. That'll be kind of an interesting topic of conversation, so let me know down below. Make sure to like the video and subscribe, because I genuinely do appreciate all of it a ton. And I'll see y'all next time. Peace out. Look, pull up in the city trying to get that dead fresh. Do it on my own, I don't need no dead weight. Had to kill him off, yeah, I need a head space. You know this homegrown bitch don't offend me.